Good morning, and especially to Om Birla. Who that? That is the newly elected Lok Sabha Speaker. All eyes were set on him, and all requests were also aimed at him. Hear everyone out is what Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary, Congress's Lok Sabha leader, requested to Om Birla with an archaic vision of secular India. Jab mulla ko masjid mein Ram nazar aaye, jab pujari ko mandir mein Rehman nazar aaye, duniya ki surat badal jayegi jab insaan ko insaan mein insaan nazar aaye. Meanwhile, T.R. Balu of DMK said, "Sir, you have been selected and elected by the BJP. Lotus, which is BJP's pole symbol, grows in water, lives in water, but water would not stick to lotus. Keeping this in mind, I can only say that maybe the BJP has selected you, but you should be impartial and see that everyone is taken along." AIMIM leader Asaduddin Owaisi said the speaker should uphold the theory of separation of powers and told Birla that he is a referee. He's part of the game, but not a part of any teams playing the game. He must be neutral. Now, on the face of it, and we all know that that is no benchmark for politicians, the newly elected Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said yesterday that he would not allow a repeat of the chanting of religious slogans or the heckling that greeted some opposition MPs when they were being sworn in on Tuesday. The pro-tem speaker, Virendra Kumar, did the right thing by expunging the calls from Treasury benches that confronted MPs, including UPA Chairperson Sonia Gandhi, AIMIM leader Asaduddin Owaisi and Trinamool Congress MPs. Birla said in an interview with Hindustan Times that, "I don't think Parliament is the place for sloganeering, for showing placards or for coming to the well. There is a road for that where they can go and demonstrate." Now, should Om be taken on face value? Only time will tell, and that won't take time. But while we're on the topic of heckling, let's go on from one Om to the other Om. Anjana Om Kashyap, executive editor of India Today and Aaj Tak, what was she up to? Well, being late for the TRP party, she did what her favorite party does best, heckle. Anjan, a stranger to ethics, she was out heckling the nurses and doctors and creating nuisance inside a hospital ward. If they show even 1/100th of this aggression in questioning politicians, then I'd be quite an achievement. Instead, people were blaming lychees. From hypoglycemia, which is a low level of sugar in the body, to lychee consumption, several theories have been put forth as the reason behind the casualties. While the theory that the consumption of locally produced, unripe and rotten lychees led to the deaths has gained ground, medical experts have blamed malnutrition. As of this morning, an outbreak of acute encephalitis syndrome or AES in Bihar claimed 15 more lives yesterday as the state government scrambled to stamp down on a disease that has killed 128 children, as fresh cases were reported from some districts that had not been affected so far. Now, Bihar has seen these deaths happen year after year, even if the numbers have gone in 1 year, gone down and another shot up. Muzaffarpur has been the epicenter. Now, given these facts, it is just inexcusable that the government has failed so miserably in ensuring that the public health setup is equipped to cope. And while we are on topics which I feel should be of national importance, but Godi media doesn't, we head to the topic that the Godi and the Modi believe is of national importance. That is to push Prime Minister's better idea of one country, one election at an all-party meeting that many opposition parties skipped yesterday. While it won't take an otter to figure out which newspapers are emboldening the agenda, when they say most parties are ready for one nation, one election, even the left, barring a few objections raised by them, when only 21 of the 40 parties invited participated. At least 7 major opposition parties, including Congress, Trinamool, skipped a meeting convened by PM yesterday to discuss simultaneous elections to Parliament and the state assemblies. The government afterward claimed a broad in-principle agreement on the contentious issue. However, the written responses sent by several of the absentee opposition parties to the government and the objections raised at the meeting by the left, NCP, National Conference and the AIMIM who were present made it clear that there was no broad consensus. The written responses were not considered. The DIMK, AIADMK and the AAP were the other major parties not present. The AIADMK and the AAP sent representatives, but they were told only party chiefs were invited. So how on earth are people saying most parties are with Modi on this? While we are on one nation, one election, the truth, if looked at beyond our nationalistic goggles, is that nature does not give a damn about nations. It's imaginary boundaries, it's imaginary patriotism. We are all living under the shelter of Himalayas, and that is the only boundary that matters. But ideas of nation, boundaries, neighbors, others stopped us from seeing the death that is staring us right in the face. The Himalayan glaciers across India, China, Nepal and Bhutan have been losing the equivalent of more than a vertical foot and a half of ice each year since 2000. A new comprehensive international study said yesterday. Now, images from Cold War spy satellites have revealed the dramatic extent of ice loss in the Himalayan glaciers. Now, scientists compared photographs taken by a US reconnaissance program with recent spacecraft observations and found that melting in the region has doubled over the last 40 years. The study is the latest and perhaps the most convincing indication that climate change is eating the Himalayas glaciers, potentially threatening water supplies for hundreds of millions of people downstream across much of Asia. Now, while we are on death and international boundaries, by now you may have read about a UN report that puts the blame squarely on Saudi Crown Prince, MBS, after more recordings were released than an investigation being done by Turkish authorities. However, Saudi Arabia's Minister of State for Foreign Affairs yesterday rejected a UN report that said there is credible evidence Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and other high-level officials are liable for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Nothing new. The rapporteur in the Human Rights Council repeats in her non-binding report what has been published and circulated in the media. This is what Abil Al-Jubair tweeted. Rogue is the only word that comes to mind, and guess what? Finally, the United States has joined Russia, Saudi Arabia, Israel, and Iran in a rogues gallery of countries perceived as likely to use their influence for bad. All five countries are also seen as less likely to use their influence for good than they were 10 years ago. The findings showing that Canada, Germany and the UN are seen as most likely to use their international influence for good. The findings are being published to accompany a major speech by the former British Foreign Secretary David Miliband, who argues that international relations are now governed by a new age of impunity, in which war crimes and attacks on humanitarian workers are typically left unpunished. According to him, the image of President Putin and Crown Prince bin Salman exchanging a high five at the G20 summit in Buenos Aires last November epitomized the new order, with domestic opponents dead and foreign policy interests pursued outside international law. That is all I have for you for today. Until tomorrow, goodbye. Take a